On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
There he is, Hags, and the footy is back. Yeah, and you were right on Oscar Allen.
Well, we've been saying for weeks that Oscar Allen was emerging, and he's the only change with West Coast, but I think there's a reason for that. I think he's such a versatile, flexible player that he'll be the backup to Nick Natanui. And we discussed yesterday, Millsy, and we've been watching it closely for several weeks now, hearing from some of the forward scouts and the professional analysts in the AFL that it'll be a lot more about keeping your best players on the ground. So Oscar Allen, for instance, looms as someone. He can play elsewhere.
Can play.
And then pinch hit in the ruck, yeah. So, and really quickly, I thought the kid Cameron last night showed a bit for Collingwood in his first game with Collingwood. He's only played one other game with Sydney. 25-year-old, been around for a while. He'd be handy as a backup player. Why wasn't he, say, Matt, perhaps down at Fremantle instead of at Collingwood as a backup there and maybe waiting for more football in time to come?
Just quickly, what did you think of last night's game, just while you're on it?
I was going to get to it. Oh, I don't want to call it awful because it's back. And I felt it was more like another pre-season game, as if the players still aren't quite ready after only 3.5 weeks and only training twice a week in contact. They were a bit hesitant. Oh, I know all that. Did you get the figure on the draw?
No, I can't find it.
Yeah, because
any of the other games would have it though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but I would have thought it was about $50. But on the shorter game, perhaps more likely of a draw to be a shorter odd, wouldn't
it? Good point, Hags.
But the thing is about last night, I thought it was a scrappy game. I really felt that, and even some of the absolute superstars of the competition, Pendlebury, Martin, Prestia, Hooley, you're normally very clean with their ball, side bottom early, but then got tagged in onto after half time. He was best on ground at half time.
Yeah.
But I felt it was a scrappy game. It wasn't clean skills. And see, even some of the biggest players in the game fumbled a little bit. Not so much with their execution, their kicking once they got clear. I thought it was a really scrappy game without being too critical of it. Only 3.5 weeks back into training, even the best aren't really ready, I think, yet for full-on AFL footy. It'll grow in coming weeks as the competition, I think, evolves.
The draw is a great opportunity for the Eagles, though, isn't it? I mean, two points to Collingwood
really helps them a lot.
And ultimately, when and where they play those two teams, we know that West Coast have got Richmond up in round 5 up at the Gold Coast at Metricon. So again, win that one, and you're 2 points ahead of them. Of course, it does help. I thought it was scrappy. Looking at Fremantle's teams yesterday, confused with some of Fremantle's injury management. How can Stephen Hill, after 14 weeks in rehabilitation, still require strapping on his left thigh to get through some match simulation, be told he's ready to, he's flying with some of the accusations out of Coburn. Now he's not even picked. He's going to play in the reserves game tomorrow. If he does, wet and slippery conditions, maybe not. And also Blake Akers, to come up with a calf injury. Jeez. This kid's never had soft tissue injuries. He comes to Fremantle, rips his hamstring really badly after reporting from practice matches, I'm very sore, asked to continue training to work it out, rips the hamstring. Now he does a calf less than 48 hours before his Fremantle debut. Someone's got to be asking some serious questions about the management of players at Fremantle and their repetitious soft tissue injuries.
Well, we spoke with him before he
was
did
fine.
It.
Really,
he said he was flying.
It's
himself.
The curse of 6PR breakfast with the Dockers, Steve.
Look, another not such a curse. We've been watching Brandon Matera for weeks, thinking he's on the
reverse
edge.
Curse.
So he's back in. Yeah, so Matera in. So only the couple of changes at Fremantle, 3 overall. Nathan Wilson, David Mundy goes in, and Brandon Matera. Brandon Matera gets that Sam Sturt position again. Sam Sturt, he's been out for 14 weeks, and he's now got back-related hamstring troubles. You've got to ask
fitness
some queries.
Program.
Someone has got to look seriously at Fremantle's fitness.
Especially if Harley Bennell comes out and gets 22 disposals, kicks a goal, and looks brilliant down the wing at the MCG. I tell you what, Dennis Cometti, who's normally conservative with this stuff, he said last night it's embarrassing for Fremantle. It will go from embarrassing into a major, major situation.
I was told yesterday all it was cutting a nerve. That was it.
Well, I think it's a little bit more than that.
They cut a nerve and he was fine.
At the back of his knee.
And then they cut one down near his ankle and that was it. It was fixed.
Yeah. Well, clearly someone has looked at it a lot closer over November, December of just last year.
The bloke described it to me like a root canal, you know, when you kill the nerve off. He said, that's all they've done.
Yeah. Well,
so why couldn't that be done? They sent him overseas.
Yeah.
Hags.
You're asking questions. Hags. Just let me say to Stephen here, Basil, you're asking questions, Stephen, that some of us have been asking for 5 years, bringing it to the public surface and being ridiculed at times for being too negative.
Did you ever go down to Fremantle to discuss it, Hags?
Now you're being really silly, Basil, because you know that I would never reveal any of my behind-the-scenes endeavours to get to the bottom and get to the truth, particularly out of Coburn.
Jack Higgins.
Was it a mark or not a mark? Well, it was a mark.
Yes, but
a mark
over the line, behind the line. Yeah,
sort of around about the line, and then over. The argument will come from the AFL. The AFL are going to have to explain this. The argument will come that it was just inside, and he carried it back over. There was no fumble. That's why they've paid it. 22 seconds to go in that third term of such a low-scoring game, though. It's the pivotal moment, isn't it?
10 weeks to get the goal review right. They didn't fix that at all. 9221 882. We want to know what you think. Actually, did you enjoy the footy last night? What about the crowd sound effects, the call on 6PR, the contentious mark? And I want to ask you too, what did you think about the Ollie Wines band getting a week for doing an interview? 9221 882. We're back with Hags. The draw, just quickly.
Blake, one of our listeners, put 10 bucks on it last night at 51 bucks.
So he 51. Was happy. Yeah, thanks
51
for that.
Bucks.
Happy days.
Well,
your
done,
calls.
Blake.
What did you think of the footy? All right, Hags is here. Tony's got a view on last night, as has Don. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Now, look, I think the game was just typical of a game that's been stop-start. I think it was a fairly poor game from a spectacle point of view. I think, look, being an unbiased, I am a Pies fan, and I just think that controversy, you know, big game, big moment, first game back, but literally, what if that was a grand final? What if there was a sudden, you know, the preliminary final, and that happened? This technology supposed to be that advanced, this should not ever happen. Any blind Freddy could see that was behind the goal.
Thanks, Tone.
Ultimately, it's the technology, but someone still rules on that.
Yeah.
You know, an official still rules.
It's got messier, hasn't it? Bradley, what did you think?
My comments are just on the background noise. They're a bit way off on it. The fact that there was cheering when it was a draw. Yeah. It just felt like it was static the entire time. They should have someone on a button.
First game at it, Bradley. It'll get better. I thought overall, just as a comment, it enhanced it. It's better, and it'll get better because they'll work out.
Sitting away from the ground, clearly, you're watching it on those screens and listening
Don,
to it.
Don, what did you think of the mark?
Again, bunker looking after the cheats. Cheats from punt right. That was, if Wayne Harms was out of bounds, well, let me tell you, that wasn't far from it.
You can't really, you can't really understand how Collingwood can kick 1-5 after quarter time.
Yeah, what happened there?
Two of the top two. Well, I think they both went in. Both of them were so conscious of not allowing each other to get into that frenetic running game, and it became very defensive. It was almost like rugby at times.
Ollie Wines?
Oh, he had to go. He had to go. Once the AFL suspended Brandon Zirk Thatcher. Now, that name will
good
run
name.
Off the tongue,
good
Basil.
Name. Yeah, quiz question.
For having a bit of social interaction in his unit.
What does Theodoropoulos get?
He should get a suspension as well.
From
both
seven.
Of them should have
be
known
suspended
better.
From
the
seven.
The AFL players got given a 40-page document on the protocols requirements once we restart the season to prevent the spread of COVID, and things like bringing guests into your home. Ollie Wines should have known better, and silly Theodoropoulos should have known better. Should have said,
Scarborough man.
Hey, yeah, Scarborough and Channel 7.
Haggis.
You're looking after your mates.
Geelong and Hawthorn tonight.
I'm going to go for Geelong because, you know, they've won 90 of their last 101 games down there. Please, it's at Geelong, Steve.
Thank you, Haggis.